Summer is finally here, and many of us are gearing up for a sun-soaked vacation. This year, Cowboy Staters will visit national parks or maybe take a road trip to the ocean beaches, and some will spend their vacation at one of the state's ski resorts. As Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan reports, many of Wyoming's ski resorts are actually trying to become a year-round business.
5 years ago, the owners of Snow King Ski Resort in Jackson had a problem. Business was terrible. Ryan Stanley's the resort's manager.
They were looking to give the ski resort away for free to anybody who would keep it going, and they couldn't even put a deal together where they could give it away for free, essentially.
Now, Jackson is one of the best ski towns in the world, but Snow King was just a bit smaller and a bit plainer than the other ski resorts in town. So, to save the place, resort owners decided to double down on the only thing that was actually making money, warm weather activities. Right now, Snow King is upgrading its alpine slide and building a roller coaster, a ropes course, and a new restaurant. Stanley gave me a tour of the construction site.
Right up here at the base area, we're putting together the coaster that you can see right there. It's kind of the final.
This kind of construction is pretty common right now in Wyoming and nationwide. Snow King, along with many of Wyoming's ski resorts and most of the busiest ski resorts in the country, use public land. And in 2011, Wyoming Senator John Barrasso helped get a bill passed that loosened federal regulations on what can be built on that land.
So parents can come hang out, drop the kids off to ride the coaster or the slide, and have a beer or a burger or whatever.
Nationally, summer activities went from being 8% of total ski resort revenue in 2009 to about 13% last year. Nearby Jackson Hole Mountain Resort gets a ton of winter visitors, but it's also upping its summer game. I got to try out the new ropes course, which had kind of a scary zip line at the end.
Feet down.
12-year-old Madeline Crampy is here from out of state. She and her family have come out the last two summers lured by activities like this ropes course, which she says isn't actually that hard.
What kind of grade would you give me?
B minus.
Ooh, harsh. Michael Berry is the president of the National Ski Areas Association. He says ski resorts looking to summer activities is just solid business sense. It evens out their revenue stream and helps them keep quality employees who might otherwise move on after the snow melts.
If you can employ them 10 months a year, you have a much greater likelihood of building a permanent relationship with them.
Oh, and there is one other motivation.
Polar ice sheets in Greenland are melting.
CO2 levels have continued the steady rise.
What does it mean right now when snow plows park and ski lifts stop?
Barry says the average number of days open at ski resorts in the Pacific Northwest fell by 30% last year from the year before for lack of snow. Days open at California resorts fell by 12%. Now, Wyoming ski resorts have had pretty good snow the last couple of years, but there's no doubt the recent snowless seasons out west have caught their attention. Here's Snow King manager Mike Stanley again.
There is no doubt when you look at California this past year and other climatic freak things going on that you can't depend on cold, snowy days in the future, no matter what ski area you're at.
Snow King's new mountain roller coaster is set to open this August, while Jackson Hole Mountain Resort's drop tower, which is sort of like a giant bungee jump, should be open by early next season. The resorts say they want all the summer visitors they can get, even ones as uncoordinated as me. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Miles Bryan.